So we have a question from our live audience, and I think this is the last one we're going to be able to get to. Claire, Cheryl wants to know if you have some do's and don'ts for soaking hay. So can you touch on why someone might want to soak hay and then recommendations for how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, if you need to be feeding your horse a low starch, low sugar diet because they have like insulin dysregulation or maybe they have PFSM type 1 or something like that, and you are not able to test your hay, you don't know what the starch and sugar content is, we generally recommend you soak that hay because it helps to dissolve out some of the water-soluble sugar that's in there. Or maybe you have a hay and it's tested and it's slightly above that magic 12% we talked about earlier that we're all striving to get to and rarely ever achieve. So it will help lower the sugar content, the water-soluble sugar. Now, will it lower it down below that magic 12? You know, we don't know unless you were to test it again, but we know it will be lower than it would be if you hadn't soaked it. So that's why we typically recommend soaking it. And there's been a lot of studies in, you know, soaking hay. And I generally recommend people soak for about 30 to 60 minutes. If you have warmer water, you can soak for the kind of lower end of that, sort of the 30 minutes. If your water's cold, you can go to the 60 minutes. And Abby might be aware of some other research that I'm not aware of, but that's kind of where I tend to go with that. There's also
Yeah.
research that shows, you know, has looked at the same hay, soaking it for, you know, that length of time, 4 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. And what we find is the longer you soak it, you do start to then leach out some things that you actually want to keep in the hay. The other time you might actually want to soak hay is if you have a horse that has HYPP and you need to lower the potassium. Soaking for longer will get rid of some of your potassium. But if you need to do that, I would work with a nutritionist to kind of, you know, you're going to have to balance, put some other things back in there that might also come out as well. But I just wanted to throw that out there too.
Yeah, and always make
If
sure
you,
to toss the water.
oh
I
yes,
just see that
absolutely,
it
because all the
seems like
sugar's in the
common
water.
sense, right? That's where the sugar has gone. But I've actually heard of a couple situations where the owner actually then gave the horse the water. So
Oh,
something to be aware
and
of.
no, don't do that. And also don't, you know, I've spent some time working with, you know, people that work in, I can't think of the right word now, but certainly where Michelle is up in the Pacific Northwest, they have very stringent water quality rules, and that water you've soaked off is essentially effluent, right? So be careful too where you put it off. Don't just like dump it on the ground, especially if you have water courses near you or not, you know, streams and things, because it can contaminate your water courses. So it needs to go down a drain, and
Yeah.
not just be, you know, it needs to be careful with what you're doing with it. Soaked hay needs to be fed. You know, you soak it. I recommend put it in a net and then soak it because I was a groom when I was in college, and let me tell you, that is a mess when you soak hay and you don't have it in a net, and then you're trying to like, it's like trying to get spaghetti out of a bowl of water. I mean, it's just a disaster. Put it in a net, put it in the bucket, put something heavy on top of it. It needs to be completely submerged, right? So like a brick or something, make it sure it's totally under the water. You know, if it's in a net, you can then hang it up. I've seen some great places where they've put like a hook system where like, or a winch or whatever, and they'll like hang it up and then let it drip into the bucket they were soaking it in to contain that dripping water, so that it's not like actively dripping when they like take it in the stall. Because again, depending on where you live, you can end up with like cold ice on the ground and things. So you need to be a little bit, from a safety standpoint, just be careful of that. You don't want to leave it soaking for a long period of time either, because it will start to go, you know, if you have a mold issue. So you need to make sure that the horses actually consume all the soaked hay. So if you put it in the morning and then you come back at night and there's some left, I would recommend taking that out and getting rid of it, and then put your fresh hay in. I've seen some people where they've, you know, put new wet hay in a feeder on top of the old wet hay, and after a few days, it's pretty disgusting. So yeah, you need to get rid of whatever they don't eat. The other reason to soak hay is if your horse has allergies and has issues with dust, you can soak your hay. It'll cause the dust spores to swell up so that they're not then able to breathe them in. So that's another time to soak hay, but you don't have to soak it quite as long. If that's your sole purpose for soaking, you just have to soak it and get it all wet all the way through. But again, you know, for them, I'd say like 30 minutes and you'd be fine.
Yeah, and that's my only experience with it is with a horse that had asthma and wetting it down so it wasn't dusty. But when you get into soaking the hay, it just adds a whole nother level of management, especially in cold climates, if you're fighting with freezing, and in hot climates, you're fighting with it spoiling.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Right.
my hat's off to people
And it's
who have to do that to manage their horses. I haven't,
right.
knock on wood, had one that I've had to do it with yet.
And it's hard to some people, you know. I mean, I live out, you know, you're in the Pacific Northwest. I'm in the, you know, in Arizona, California, you know, Western states that are really struggling with drought right now. A lot of barns, you can't soak, right? There's not the water available to soak. It goes through a lot of water. And so it can be really difficult for people who are being told that they need to soak their hay. And so if you're in that situation, you know, reach out to a nutritionist who can maybe help you find some low NSC alternatives. Or if you have a horse that you need to soak for allergy reasons, you might want to consider steaming instead.
Yeah. Hay tests are generally fairly inexpensive, you know, $20 to $30, and well worth it when you're in that situation where you need that low NSC hay.